members are fifth.
Mm.
So still new. I don't really remember when they entered the group exactly, but yes, they're very younger than me.
Yeah.
I think 3 years, 4 years younger than me, I think. So at first, when they entered the group, I thought, oh, maybe I can't be fan of them, because usually I prefer the older people.
Mm.
Because I like when you, as you said, like admire.
Mm.
Like it's easier to admire the older people, and but so they're much younger than me, so oh, maybe I'm not very into them. But actually, it's when I saw their videos or something, oh, they're so cute. It's like, yeah, I don't know, it's a little bit different, but I really like to see them on the TV show or like YouTube, and yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's, I feel like that's so relatable. First, I really want to quickly explain like what we talk about when mm-hmm. we're saying like graduating and also like fifth generation and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with this kind of like the format in the way that this group is produced,
mm-hmm.
We start out with a group of, in the early years, we start out with a group of people. There might be a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Let's say they're like 12 people mm-hmm. or even more. And they're considered the first generation.
Mm-hmm.
Then for however many years, they're going to keep promoting as that group, as that like first generation group. Some people might leave the group. Mm-hmm. And that's when we say like they've graduated from
mm-hmm.
it. But then later on, as the group maybe finds more success, the company might hold auditions for what they call like the next generation of people.
Mm.
This doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to change the entire concept of the group or anything like that. It just means that they're going to recruit more people to join the original group, to join the original first generation, and to promote together like that. And then later on, when they have quite a number of people, let's say like close to 30, they have this kind of election system type thing,
yeah,
where the company will select the people in the group who they want to be the faces of those, be the face of the promoted single of that time. And over time, as of course, as the group becomes more successful, has more tenure, I guess you will have more people joining, which is why we're saying Nogizaka 46 has five generations. I think there are no more first generations, right?
No more first generation, yeah. And even the second generation.
Right, yes.
So now the third generation is the most, how to say, the oldest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they maybe joined the group in 2016 and started promoting as the group in 2017 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
With Nigemizu.
Right? Nigemizu.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about there. And I really agree with you, like, with the younger people. I feel this myself as well. So for my favorite group in the Sakamichi is Hinata Zaka 46. They have four generations now.
Yeah.
And fourth generation joined last year.
Mm-hmm.
But after they joined, I maybe got to know them for a little bit, mm-hmm. trying to just figure out like the faces and the names. But then I saw how young they were, and I felt like, oh, I'm too old to keep up. Because their newest youngest member
mm-hmm.
is Watanabe Rina.
Yeah, Watanabe Rina.
And I think she's like 14.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's very young.
So young.
That's more than 10 years younger than me. I don't know if I can like keep up with all of that energy, all of that youth. So I had to take a break from them.
Yeah.
And then later on, I ended up returning to Hinata Zaka after the break. I think it was much needed, because now I have more of an interest in fourth generation,
yeah.
And wanting to support them more.
Yeah, I know, I can feel you. Yeah, I'm also, I, even for me, I think, oh, they're too young. Even younger than my sister, and oh, maybe I'm not very into them, but actually, yeah, now I'm enjoying to see their video or something. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as you said, so the groups have the system like to pick the members who become the face of the single. But before, Hinatazaka doesn't have the system, mm-hmm. right? Didn't have the system because not too many members and the, yeah. But after fourth generation entered the group and recently it started. So yeah, I'm a little bit sad because it's cruel.
Mm.
All of the members deserve becoming the face of the singles,
yeah.
the songs, but now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean. I think we can talk a little bit more about that after a music break.
Yeah, sure.
So you picked this next one, and it's sung by the group called Sakurazaka 46, but they used to be Keyakizaka 46. Mm-hmm. That's discourse for another day. It's really complicated. We're going to listen now to Start Over by Sakurazaka 46. Enjoy!
Start over.
Back to Typically Tuesdays. I'm gonna need your help with this one because I actually don't know what the name of this song is.
Okay, so the name of this song is Hikouki ga dekiru. Hikouki gumo ga dekiru ryu.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Yeah, it's a little bit complicated, like long name.
And that was by Hinata Zaka 46. Before that, you heard Sayonara no Imi.
Yeah, Sayonara no Imi.
By Nogizaka 46. My name is Leslie.
My name is Ayu.
We've been talking about the Sakamichi collectives. Can you tell me why you picked Sayonara no Imi?
This is actually my most favorite song because, yeah, it's a little bit sad, but this is the song released in 2016? Oh, I forgot. But yeah.
Quite a number of years
ago. Yeah, when the member called Hashimoto Nanami graduated from the group. And so because in Japan, I often hear this song when the graduation season, like the March. In Japan, the March is the graduation season. So, and the melody of the song is, yeah, a little bit sad, but it's very, it makes me feel relaxed and so good to listen to. And also, I also like their music video and not only the dance and the visual, but also their face expressions. And yeah, I can feel other members also, they don't want Nanami to graduate. So yeah, and yeah, I really like this song.
it's a really good one. I also really like the music video. I think it's one of Nagizaka's best music videos. I hadn't gotten into the group when Nanami was still in it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I understand, like, because she was one of the first generation members, and she was also kind of popular, like, she's kind of like a legend.
Legend, yeah, I think so.
Like, people, they'll, like, they'll, like, think about her almost like she was, like, an ancestor or something.
Ancestor,
like
yeah. Especially she, because when she graduated from the group, she also left the entertainment, like, so that's why we can't know about her after she graduates. So she's like, yeah, still no. She's like the legend or something.
Yeah.
I think.
Shout out to Hashimoto Nanami, I guess. Because the groups are so big in numbers, like sometimes like 30, close to 40 members, they can't fit all these people on one stage. And so management will pick like about half of them who will be the people who kind of like represent the single and will perform the single. I'm not a huge fan of that system personally. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Also not a fan of the system because it's cruel.
Yeah. I mean, I understand like there's like so like the stage space is kind of limited. And if you had all, I don't know, 38 people in the music video, the music video will be like 20 minutes long. I understand. But like it sometimes it doesn't work so well in my opinion because it means that the company will only promote like this group of people and it might mean that like the other people who didn't get selected they will get to contribute to the album but they won't be promoted as much.
Yeah, I think so because maybe they select the members who are more popular and among people but so by selecting the popular member they represent the songs a single and they have more chances to have a concert or and they have more chances to sing in the concert and it makes more big gap between the selected members and the members who are not selected because the members who are not selected they also deserve representing the singles and the group but because people don't have so much chances to see their performance so even though sometimes they're very good at singing, they're good at dancing, but we can't see them as much as other members, like selected members. So I don't really like the system, the selected.
Yeah,
especially the TV show. In the TV show, usually only selected members show up. So for fans, yeah, we can track that all of the members. But for people who are not very familiar with the group, the only but the biggest chance to attract them is to appear in the TV show. But because other members can't show up in the TV show, people can't know about them. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad.
Yeah. You sometimes have to, if you're an unders member, you kind of have to be like very, very good at like TV in order to appear often. Like there was one member in Nogizaka.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Maya?
Yeah,
Wada Maya.
I know. Yeah, I know.
She was very, very funny.
Yeah, funny.
She had very strong like comedic timing. But unfortunately, she was almost always put in the unders, especially after the first couple of years when Nogizaka had first come up. And she was one of the original members. Mm-hmm. She was also, I think it was her and Asuka who were the youngest members of the group when they first debuted.
Mm-hmm.
So there was plenty of opportunity to put her into the selected members. But the management didn't do that very often, especially after the first couple of years they debuted. And I think a lot of people missed out on her because she's very, very funny. She's probably one of the funniest people in that group.
Yes.
Shout out to her, I guess.
So for first generation, the second generation, Hinata's like members, they because the selected system, there was no selected system, so it was okay. But now, but fourth generation, they from the almost from the beginning, they are members who are selected and the members who are not selected. So I'm so sad that maybe I wish they don't think that the members don't think that, for example, we don't have value or something, because from the beginning, the selected system is still there, still new, but in the group. But yeah, it doesn't mean they, all of the members deserve representing the group. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We're going to continue the conversation next week about Sakamichi groups, because clearly you and I can talk all day about them. But we only have an hour for this program. Sad. Sad. Tune in next week, though, for more. And check out more great CJSF programming. Tune into Coriana and Stella's Open Mic Hour every Tuesday from 6 to 7. It's like catching up with a couple of old friends. They have very fun conversations and great music taste. Open Mic with Coriana and Stella every Tuesday from 6 to 7. All right. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays, and I will catch you next week with Ayu about more Sakamichi groups. Bye!